Proclamation number 6804 of 11th of April, 1957. Work of love and mercy of Jesus Christ. For all people I shed my blood, for all I suffered, and for all I died on the cross. No human being is excluded from my act of salvation, for all people are burdened with sin which keeps the gate into the kingdom of light closed to them. And therefore all people are wretched who cannot find forgiveness from this great sin of their past apostasy from me. Nevertheless, every person is free to make use of my act of salvation. For people were not redeemed abruptly when my act of mercy was accomplished. Instead, it also requires the consent of the human being himself in order to be considered redeemed. Otherwise there would truly be no being left on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom which still walked along under the burden of sin. But the human being's free will can never be eliminated. Everyone must freely confess me in Jesus Christ and thus also my act of salvation, and then everyone must also avail himself of the blessings of the act of salvation in order to become free from his burden of sin. Hence people's free will explains the spiritual low in which they find themselves despite my sacrifice on the cross. For only very few people consciously stand by me, by their divine Savior and Redeemer of the world. The majority, however, take little notice of the greatest act of love and mercy that has ever taken place on this earth, although they are not unaware of it. They have an immeasurable treasure of grace at their disposal which they pass by, which they do not evaluate, which does not at all tempt them to take a closer look at it, and they don't know what they are forfeiting through their indifference. They don't know what an unbearable fate they will have to take upon themselves after their physical death through their own fault. For they enter the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed when they could have found complete redemption on earth. What is the man Jesus have taken upon myself in terms of pain and suffering, in terms of abuse and bitterness, in terms of hostility and hateful actions? I only did out of love for you in order to atone for you, in order to pay off your guilt of sin. I wanted to suffer for you in order to turn away from you the effect of your sins. I wanted to atone for them and thus redeem your guilt. It was a measure of torment and suffering which you humans cannot measure, for what I did for you was superhuman. It was truly a work of love and mercy, for I would not have been able to endure all this as a human being if my love for you had not given me the strength. And my love for you is infinitely great, and therefore I suffered and died for you. And you humans need do nothing more than imagine my great love for once. Think about what the man Jesus endured for your sake. You only need to imagine the agonies of his crucifixion, the maltreatment by his tormentors and his superhuman suffering and death on the cross. And you should be seized by a fervent love for him, who endured for you all that you yourselves would have had to endure for the sake of your great sin. And your love should now drive you to him, to whom you now repentantly hand over your guilt of sin, asking him that he may also have shed his blood for you. And you would be free from all guilt, you would recognize my great love for you, who accomplished the work of salvation for you myself and the human being Jesus. How easily you could acquire eternal life, how safely you could enter through the gates of the kingdom of light after the death of your body, if only you would avail yourselves of the blessings of the act of salvation, if only you would remember him who accomplished this great act of love for you, and if only you would appeal to him for strength where your own will is too weak. If only you would entrust yourselves to me in Jesus Christ with complete faith. You must believe in Him as the divine Savior and Redeemer, because then you will also acknowledge me myself, who died in Him for you on the cross. Amen.